I am Roberta Schultz. I became a fan of culinary herb gardens quite by accident. My mother-in-law gave us some parsley seeds one spring, so I planted a few in the backyard garden and basically forgot about them. Later that fall, I was preparing my usual contribution to Thanksgiving dinner, Mediterranean rice, which calls for some fresh parsley. It was November, of course, and the backyard garden was completely covered in piles of frosty oak leaves. I decided to dig around in the leaves a little, and lo and behold, what did I find? Beautiful green sprigs of fresh parsley, more than enough for my rice dish. Every year since, we have planted parsley, basil, chives, and even lavender in small garden plots right outside the kitchen door next to the requisite tomatoes, lettuce, beans, and peppers. So I was intrigued in this fallow season, before the planting begins, to sit down with Backyard Farming, Growing Herbs for Food and Medicine by Kim Petza, published in 2019 by Hatherley, a publisher committed to preserving and protecting the natural resources of the earth. The book begins with a brief history of herb use spanning thousands of years from Paleolithic times through the Egyptians, from ancient Chinese uses to the Greeks. In the Middle Ages, Benedictine monasteries became centers for herbal studies, ushering in a great age of herbs and herbalism that stretched into the 17th century. But when the Black Plague struck Europe and all treatments proved ineffective, there was a decline in using herbs as medicine. Even though the 18th century saw a resurgence in the dependence on herbs in the Americas, where conventional treatments were hard to access, herbalism was largely set aside as alternative medicine in the modern world. Currently, as many studies find that herbs can enhance wellness, their use is enjoying a renewed popularity, according to the author. She also contends that culinary use of herbs is a constant. In Chapter 2, Petza discusses the types of herb gardens possible by considering how the gardener plans to use the herbs. She suggests that the gardener ask herself these questions. 1. Will I use these plants for medicinal purpose? 2. Will I use them to make dye or to prepare food? 3. Am I looking for mixed use? 4. What kind of space do I have? For me, the answers were simple. I knew that I wanted herbs for cooking, plus we already had a small vegetable garden out back that we've planted every year. Eventually, we decided that we wanted the garden very close to the kitchen, where I could just step out the door and pick chives for salad or parsley for rice dishes. Plus, my husband wanted to add a few plants that were just pretty, like lavender. Little did I realize that there are so many culinary and medicinal uses for these pretty plants as well. In Chapter 2, Petza outlined several basic types of herb gardens: the kitchen garden, a dyer's garden, the medicinal garden, the culinary garden, and a garden for mixed herbs. She describes useful layouts for garden plots and also gives advice on making good soil. There's also a discussion of various methods for propagating plants, such as by seeds, with starter plants, or by cuttings and divisions. The bulk of the book, Chapter 3, is organized into a catalog of herbs. I personally found this chapter the most helpful since it's arranged alphabetically and will serve as an encyclopedic reference for future use by any herb gardener. The entries describe uses for each herb, where the herb grows naturally or the country of origin, and how to best propagate it. Here are just a couple of things I learned along the way. Cinnamon comes from the ground bark of an evergreen tree that grows in several Southeast Asian countries. If you mix a small amount of coffee grounds, cinnamon, and olive oil in your palm, it makes an excellent exfoliator for rough skin. I actually tried a brief facial with this concoction while my husband was away at the grocery, then proudly displayed my smooth nose when he returned. He tries not to leave me at home by myself too often. I also learned that the blooms on basil plants are tasty in salads. I can't wait to test this out during the summer as I obsessively pull these blooms off to keep the basil plants from going to seed, All this time I've been tossing away basil blooms into the grass when I could have been enjoying their extra flavor in my salad. Who knew? In Chapter 4, the author describes methods for preserving herbs, including drying, using vinegar, preserving in butter, infusing in oil, wilting, freezing, and also by creating syrups and ointments. Here again, I learned something new. While I'd tried making basil ice cubes before, I didn't realize that once the ice cubes set up, it is a good idea to transfer them from the ice trays into freezer bags for best quality and ease of use. In the final chapters, Petsa also describes even more uses for herbs, shares how to forage for some plants, and concludes her primer with some useful recipes. You can find a link to Backyard Farming, Growing Herbs for Food and Medicine by Kim Petsa at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I, for one, am looking forward to a new planting season. See you outside. I am Roberta Schultz.